Welcome to Business Women Australia's radio show. I'm Sally Barker. Each week, I'll be talking with a leading member of BWA. These inspiring business leaders are very generous in sharing their stories, insights and expertise with us. Joining me on the show today is Tanuja Sanders from the Satya Olive Company and Company Director Lynn Hawkins, proud station sponsors. How did I go with the pronunciation of your name?
Tanuja? Very good.
Very good?
Oh, it's actually right.
Oh, good.
And it's Satya.
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 Satya. Wonderful. Now, today we're talking all about success, choices and outcomes. Now, you have quite an interesting background. Would you like to run us through what that is?
Well, there are many definitions of success, but one that stands out for me is success is about liking yourself, liking what you do and liking how you do it. And there is another definition that I love about success. Success is peace of mind. It is a direct result of self-satisfaction, knowing that you've done your best to become the best you are capable of becoming.
They're wonderful examples.
There are wonderful success definitions out there, but these are the two that stand out for me. And, you know, successful people, they don't just settle to live their lives. They actually live the lives that they want to live and they believe they deserve.
So, Tanuja, you have this incredible background as a master's qualified engineer. So how has success played out in your life?
Well, you know, it's all about making choices. Choices that consciously or unconsciously that you make. Successful people, they make choices that are that may improve their chances of success. Now, we don't, you know, as a child growing up, my grandmother. I really resented her. She used to say, "Girls' places in the kitchen." Mm-hmm. And girls are born to serve men. My father, on the other hand, who was a learned engineer, he used to say otherwise. He used to say, you know, you can achieve anything in life if you put your mind to it. And growing up as a 5 or 6 year old, I was unfortunately a victim of a abuse that no child deserves, you know, and I didn't have a choice and I wasn't protected from it. But don't we all have past experiences that we carry with us, mm-hmm. Which become our insecurities, what we call baggage? And baggage does weigh you down, doesn't it? I mean, that's what it is. Baggage, in its literal word, is it weighs you down. And they become part of your insecurities. And some of the choices you make are due to those experiences, whether you like it or not.
And how you continue to live your life
that's
is up
right.
to your own
that's
choices.
That's right, yeah. Mm. So you see, I made a choice. I made a conscious choice. I had this fear and resentment of male gender growing up. And, you know, I made a choice of becoming an engineer. That was a conscious choice. I loved, you know, this love for numbers was instilled by my father. And, you know, I competed in one of the toughest exams and secured myself scholarship to go to this very good university in India called Indian Institute of Technology. But the ratio of girls to boys in that university is 3%. Suddenly I was, you know, in a box seat. I had all the attention from these boys and I thought, wow, I'm in power. My fantasy was becoming a reality, you know. I wanted to be in control, in a position of power and control of this male-dominated society that I was in. And I was like, wow, all this attention, you know, from the boys.
How did you find it, though, when you graduated? Did it stack up?
Different story. Then I was in a real world, wasn't I?
Tell us about that.
Well, you know, I stepped in as a young female engineer, and in India at that time, the workforce is a whole different ballgame. I mean, you know, sexual harassment, male domination, abuse at workforce is so existent in that society. I just thought that it's impossible for me to actually be or grow into a position of power and control in that society.
Was it difficult for you to get a job?
It was not, because as a graduate from a very, very good institute, we almost walk into jobs we are given very good opportunities. But unfortunately, you're dealing with people, you know, an environment of sexual harassment that exists. Mm. You know, as a young engineer, and I was quite stunning looking at the time, and you know, it was I just could not make them look at me as an engineer. You know, I was just a sex object for them.
So, how did you get to be so successful in your career?
Well, I settled to marry. Had an arranged marriage. It was a social expectation that you do that in that country. Mm. But fortunately, one good thing was my ex-husband had a migration to Australia, so I had a glimmer of hope that I could come and pursue my career in this country, which was fantastic. But then I came here and I realized that I was in an abusive relationship. So I...
Well, and a long way from home. Mm.
Yes, in this new world, in abusive relationship with a young child, I was pursuing master's in engineering by then in Monash University, and it was a struggle. And 4 years later, when I made a choice of walking away from that marriage, not only I had to face rejection from the Indian community in Australia, but I was emotionally and financially broke. Mm. My fantasy that I had, I was working very hard in a reverse gear to going further and further away from it. Mm. I was face to face with all my insecurities. You know, someone told me once, why should anyone like you if you can't like yourself? And it is so true.
That's a very good question.
I had to make a choice. I had to make a choice to like myself consciously. I had to make effort to believe and trust in myself. I had to change. And that was the choice of transformation I made at that time. I was face to face with all my insecurities. And
you used a trick that I did too. I remember you telling me that at this time you were looking in the mirror and telling yourself that you were good and you were beautiful and you were just right the way you were. And I can remember doing that to myself at a time when I was feeling pretty low as well. So it's interesting how it does rewire your thinking.
Yeah.
You know, just being able to look at yourself and say, you're great, you're fantastic, you're beautiful, you're worth something.
And say it loud. Mm. Say it loud, because you hear your own voice and it does something to you.
Mm. How long did it take you until you believed what you were saying to yourself?
It was instantaneous.
Was it?
Yes. It was a choice of transformation. I made that conscious effort, and you know, it works brilliantly. When you shift your mind to doing that, it happens instantaneously. And I always thought I was a caterpillar, right? And suddenly this caterpillar was growing its wings and becoming a butterfly. Now I carry a butterfly handbag, wear butterflies in my hair. Oh. You know, I'm just a butterfly.
Is this when you decided to embark on your entrepreneurial journey?
No, I was traveling the world doing projects. I was in control, and my fantasy was becoming a reality. I married my current husband. He's a beautiful man, and behind every successful person, there's a very supportive partner, and that's Keith. You know, he gives me that little support, and I go get it, you know. Oh. And one very wise friend of mine had said, you know, if you're driving a car, you have a big windshield in front of you and small rearview mirrors. Past experiences are just there for you to derive lessons from, only a glimpse. Don't live your life looking in the rearview mirrors, because then you will be living your life in a reverse gear. You know, that's such a beautiful way of looking at things. You've got this way forward driving, right, looking in front with, you know, through the windshield. So
where to from here?
Yeah.
Tanusha, is it you've reached that pinnacle of success as an engineer?
Well, you know, I am now venturing into being an entrepreneur in olive oil industry. We are olive oil producers, and I have created a niche in the business with infused oils. I have other passions, which are cooking and hospitality. Like my grandmother said, girls' places in the kitchen. Well, you know what? That's my passion, because I learned to cook when I was a little girl. And, you know, I've taken it to the whole new level, you know.
So you're going to stop at some stage,
Tanusha? No. Look, my husband, who's called Poor Keith by my friends, you know, he says to me, "Lady, I've been on a spin since I met you. When are you going to stop?" I said, "Never. I love what I do. I love how I do it. I love everything about myself."
So what has being an engineer, how did that set you up to be able to go out and be an entrepreneur?
Well, you know, as an engineer, you develop the skills of management. And, you know, they are the foundation stones for entrepreneur. As an entrepreneur, you have to be a manager first. You have to learn all the skill sets required to run a business. But not all managers can become entrepreneurs, because as a manager, you're surrounded with, external drivers. They could be corporate drives or whatever drives you to be a manager, and or paychecks or people with, your peers, competition between the peers. They are the external drivers. As an entrepreneur, you have to be driven yourself, self-motivated. Mm. That's the difference. Mm. So not all managers can be entrepreneurs, but entrepreneurs require the skill sets that a manager has. So
I think that might be a good topic to bring Tanusha in again.
I think so. You can give us some tips on becoming an entrepreneur and what traits you need to possess to be able to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you do that?
Very much so. Thank you very much.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us on Business Women Australia's radio show. Tanusha Sanders from the Satya, is that right?
Satya.
Satya Olive Company, and Company Director Lynn Hawkins, proud station sponsors.
Thank you very much.